how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. We are on this Friday evening, live and national. International, not just national. Well, as promised, tonight we'll be talking about a particular area of expertise from one man who, of course, has been on this program before. He's no stranger. He's been around a lot that he can talk about. I'm sure there's a lot he can't talk about, but one thing for sure that he can talk about is the communist program of the New World Order to envelop the United States of America and make her history. And, of course, he's had many years, I think some 25 years, as a general in the U.S. Air Force to work on various technologies, bombs, rockets, and technology. So he also has studied along those lines the strategies and technologies and, of course, the program of the communists. And what a better time. I don't know if there would be a better time to have him on than right now when we have the dictator Hu from Red China here in the United States whining and dining with Mr. Bush and company. And our guest is General Ben Parton. Hello, General. I should say retired General. Hi, General. Oh, okay. He may be lingering, or shall we say wending his way to the phone, maybe. All right, you do that. Thank you. Give him a call back. General Ben Parton, well known to many of you, well known to many people for his role in exposing the Oklahoma City bombing, although that's not going to be our main focus tonight. Our main focus is going to be this program for the destruction of America, coming up on May Day, coming up on this big rally, this big showdown over the invasion USA, and of course, the fact that we have this visit by Mr. Hu from Red China, and what that represents, and all of the orchestrations, all of the acting and performances of the Bush administration and making it look like it was distancing itself from the Red Chinese, from all the cover-up, from all of the treachery that is going on right now vis-a-vis China. So it's a staged event. It's a managed event. No question about that. So Ben Parton tonight will tell us how it fits in, how it's a piece in the puzzle of the New World Order. So we got him on the line, and it's time for a break anyway. So let's do this. Let's take our break, our first break of the program, for 3 minutes. And when we come back, we will once again welcome former general, retired general, Ben Parton, to these microphones. As ever and always, you know the numbers. Give us a chance to warm up, and then we'll take calls a little bit later. 800-313-9444. That's the number, toll free from anywhere to get onto the program. And the program is Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. We'll be right back to begin with Ben Parton. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Well, I guess we are back to begin. And yes, indeed, we have with us retired Air Force General Ben Parton. Hello, Ben.
Hello, how are you, Rick?
Okay, I'm all righty, outside of a few seasonal allergies, but well, we can somehow survive that. And I know it's difficult for some people to listen to me, but that's the nature of the game. And until I get my aeronizer, as John would say, it's probably not going to be the best voice. But anyway, here we go. We're interviewing you tonight because, we've had you on a long time now, and my career in radio, several programs, local and now RBN. And we've had you on a number of subjects, the Oklahoma City bombing, Timothy McVeigh, and so forth. But what I really wanted to concentrate on tonight is to tap into what you know and your knowledge and study of the, as we call it, the program of the Third or Fourth Communist International and where we are on that program, that page right now. So where do we begin? Where do we begin, Ben Parton?
Well, before we get into that, can I start off with and discuss an item that's in the Soviet Constitution?
Yes, you may.
And that is, there's been an awful lot of talk. I know in the military there have been a number of guidelines permitted, put out on what chaplains can and cannot do. A lot of this started at the Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, and putting restrictions on what people can do in the free exercise thereof. And there's been an awful lot of talk on radio talk shows, lot of articles in the press, the media, the military publications, because I think there's where a lot of it is hit home. And that is this issue of the separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
The United States Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof. Congress can make no law dealing with that. And here you have people making regulations out there that are directly in violation of the Constitution, and nobody said anything about it. The Constitution of the Soviet Union says, calls for the separation of church and state, the separation of church and school, and guarantees the right of all citizens and the government to conduct anti-religious propaganda. So it's a hostile system. And what does separation mean?
Mm-hmm.
Separation really means there, and there's an organization out there in the United States out there pushing for the separation of church and state.
Uh-huh.
And it's really the Soviet Constitution and their interpretation of it, which is atheism, really. The religion or the theology of communism is humanism, and humanism is atheism.
Well, I think it was William Z. Foster who wrote the book Toward a Soviet America,
yeah.
And this is perhaps a personification of that?
Well, it's the Constitution. The Soviet Union had three constitutions.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them called for the separation of church and state. So what you have in this country today is the left out there trying to use political correctness to impose the Soviet Constitution on the United States.
Yes.
The separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Soviet Constitution. It's not the American Constitution. Now,
mm-hmm.
the organization that sort of supplanted the Soviet Union is the Commonwealth of Independent States, the CIS. And the Constitution of the CIS says calls for what? The separation of church and state. They're totally consistent
mm-hmm.
with the three constitutions of the Soviet Union and the one of the CIS, all separation of church and state. So political correctness is really a communist world term. It was coined by Felix Dzerzhinsky,
uh-huh.
who was the founder of the Cheka, which is the precursor to the KGB.
Right.
So it's a matter of controlling the political opinions to impose political correctness, which is a communist term itself, and separation of church and state is a communist thing. Because unless it's defined in law, you know, what is the definition of separation of church
right.
and state? The organization mm-hmm. out there pushing for the separation of church and state is really pushing for out of your face, no evidence whatsoever of any religion in the public place.
Yes, yes. Very true. Now, looking over the span of time when this idea, this notion first implanted itself, it really was in the, I guess you could say, it surfaced more or less after the Roosevelt court packing scheme, and you began to see the subversive elements in the court that would change the nature of our Constitution regarding the whole point of it, the whole purpose of law, and that was to restrain the federal government, not restrain the states or the individuals in most activity. And so we saw this with this church-state separation. Pledges of allegiance. We saw this in a number of cases from the 30s right up to the present. And so it's been a chipping away, really,
well,
of the constitutional requirements here, huh? No?
Well, it goes back further than that. And,
yeah.
And that's when, they've been making progress. They had a program that they've been working to for all these years.
That's the key word, program,
and,
yes.
And I think there's nowhere out there in the United States government I know of where anybody gets any training in this sort of stuff. I know when I was at the War College, on the shelves there were books that contained a lot of this kind of information, but they hadn't been used or taught at the War College for many, many years or decades, really. it just became politically incorrect to talk about communism,
mm-hmm.
what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it's still, you know, it's even more so today. Even I've been retired now for over 20 years from the Air Force, and I know that the staff meetings, quite frequently, staff meetings were begun with a prayer. And it wasn't somebody, anybody was assigned to do that. It was people, there's a roster, and you can give the invocation if you put your name on the list. I know when I was chairman of the Fairfax County Republican Committee for two terms, which is the biggest political unit in the country, so over two congressional districts, every meeting began with an invocation.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know I would always have some pastor from some church or come in and give the invocation, pastor from churches, rabbi or somebody. So it was something that was very, very, very consistent, and it's inimical, really, with the history of this country.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and look at all the writings of George Washington. My goodness, his religious life was on his cuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now that is considered politically correct. And I think that the American people out there have to realize that this fight to suppress the free exercise thereof of religion,
mm-hmm.
is just contrary to the American ideal.
I think most people do realize that, and certainly most of the polls, many polls, have shown a vast majority of Americans are in direct opposition to what the global elite and the little men and women in black dresses on the Supreme Court have said. You know, they don't agree with it. They don't agree that the Constitution has a ban, if you will, on church and state, or a separation thereof, or some sort of ban on religious ceremonies in government schools and the local level. They simply don't, they don't agree with it. They're rejected by a large number.
Yep.
And that has always been so. And yet we have this dictatorship here in Washington, where the Supreme Court and the elite that sit on it and the lower courts have, if you will, relegated to themselves authority. They don't have to try to impose an agenda upon the local community of these issues across the border.
Yeah, but maybe with the new court membership, we'll have a little change there from at least
I
the
don't
Supreme Court.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've given up. I've given up on the courts.
On the Supreme Court?
Absolutely. It doesn't make a dime's worth of difference. They're like politicians. Whether it's Roberts or Alito, you know, they seem to owe their allegiances to government, big government, Washington. And if you look at their decisions and where they stood on gay rights, on prayer, some cases, and other issues, these guys have taken the government position more than they have the original interpretation issue. And that's why I say it's a waste of time. If we had a chance to do something about it, it has to come, in my opinion, Ben, from the bottom up, from the streets up. Like, you know, we hear so much about those so-called civil rights demonstrations in the 60s. Well, people need to take to the streets. People need to tell the government, we're not going to let you take away our God-given rights. It's that simple. We'll pray in the schools. We'll lead prayer in the schools. We'll do whatever we feel is within the law of our state. Because it's the state that really should be ruling these areas, not the federal government. You know, and this is the way it has to be won.
The precinct that elects the president is the precinct that elects the local officials and the state officials.
Right.
And the biggest problem we have is the American people have abandoned the political process.
Well, they're distracted.
And they're distracted, but they've abandoned it, and have really not the good people out there have just are not involved in doing the things they ought to. And this country can be taken back in a couple of years' time if the people would get back in the political process.
Well, I want to talk about that, Ben, and get your opinion on that. I want you to specifically tell us how to get back into the political process, because that may be the problem itself. But, all right, we'll discourse on that when we come back. Retired General Ben Parton, I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more discussion. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Lower the music. Thank you. Thank you. General Benton Parton is with me tonight. And, General, you just said something of interest. You said getting to the political process. What exactly do you mean by that as far as the American public?
Well, you have federal laws and you have state laws that conform to those federal laws and that set up and establish the electoral process in the country. And our founding fathers provided that for us, and we have sort of abandoned it. The participation in the political process is very, very poor. Mm-hmm. And quite frequently it's left to the lowest common denominator, which can get kind of low. And the good people need to get back in the political process and take control of it. I know when I retired from the Air Force, one of the first things I did was to get involved in politics because I could see the way things were going in the Washington defense preparedness and a lot of the good people that had been around were supporting some of the things that needed to be done were no longer there. And so I planned to run for Congress, and but I first found that there was just no organization out there. And candidates were raising a lot of money and running high-tech campaigns. And they were responding to the people who were putting up a lot of money to run those high-tech campaigns. So you really didn't have a competent grassroots organization out there. And I thought about the process and learned all the state laws and federal laws on electoral process. And I took a precinct. And I organized and got 36 block captains, 1,000 homes, really, 30 precincts here in Fairfax County, about 1,000 homes. And I had 36 block captains and organized, and they did recruiting for in that precinct, and over 200 precincts in Fairfax County. It's over 2 congressional districts.
You know, but let me ask you this. Let me stop you here, gentlemen, because I think we can all agree it's very late in the game. America is really in a very bad way. And in the world, the whole world is in a bad way, and we're leading the world. Unfortunately, we're leading them in the wrong direction. The Founding Fathers said in our Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution, but particularly the reasons for having a war for independence, they said, these are the goals, these are the issues, and this is what freedom's all about. Now, having said that, they said, this is what we've given you. But when government no longer serves these ends, and government, no matter what system we set up, no longer protects freedom, it is the right of the people to change or alter or abolish that form of government. How can we do that, truthfully, through the ballot box at this point?
Well, that's why I say you have to go back and do it through the political process. And the political process is there, and the good people need to learn it and get involved, and you participate in that process that nominates the candidates and selects the candidates.
But, you know, today it is all big money. And today we've got, I'm in a state that is so small, you'll drive through it in about 45 minutes to an hour. And yet, we've got a Senate race involving the incumbent who inherited the job because his father died in office.
Sure.
Lincoln Chafee. Now, he's got a guy running against him in the primary who's an absolute nut. Laffey. His name is Laffey. He's got the Club of Growth supporting him because they think he's a conservative. But one day he's a conservative, the next day he's a Marxist, the next day he's a liberal, the next day he's a right-winger. Depends on what day of the week it is. Then we've got a primary on the other side, in the Democratic primary. Before it's all said and done, it's going to cost tens of millions of dollars. Tens of millions before this Senate campaign is over. How can the average person, how can anybody, or group for that matter, hope to compete with that?
Well, let me just tell you
what
I did in the precinct, Fortnite precinct.
Mm-hmm.
I organized and recruited 36 block captains for 1,000 homes. And in recruiting those people, I got people who had been around for some time. They had been voting. They were solid citizens, had been participating in the process. They knew the people. And I tried to identify a good, solid patriotic American citizens in for each of those 36 block captains.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in turn, not having to do much more than to be a good neighbor, could service 25 homes. They could make a literature drop in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They could know everybody out there and talk to them. And you went after the people who were the most respected individuals in that little section that you could isolate and have a block captain for.
Right.
Now, with that 1,000 homes and mm-hmm. 36 block captains, you could put out a flyer for about $20 in a half hour's time. And we would put out flyers when we were operating around year round. It wasn't just on an election day.
Okay.
If you wait till election day, you may have influenced the vote 1 or 2%.
That's about it. All right, we'll be back to that strategy, and we'll talk about that and continue with the program, as they say. Rick Adams, General Ben Parton. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
We're back now, General Ben Parton. And General, we're talking about the political, the political environment, and you've laid down some ideas and constructs about how well it's worked. How far did you go in the political arena yourself?
How far do I go?
How far did you go? How far did you get?
Well, I ran for the House of Delegates in the state of Virginia and won in the primary and lost in the general election. And
yeah.
I was going to run for Senate. I had my eyes set on Congress, but I was going to work my way up to that. And I think the reapportionment in 1990 sort of screwed me up on that because within Fairfax County, there's an effort by, well, to keep Arlington and Alexandria together as a unit.
Uh-huh.
And those two plus a small piece of Fairfax County gave you a district that was just completely forever going to be a very liberal Democratic organization because of the Arlington and Alexandria together.
There you go, reapportionment.
So the reapportionment messed up my progress. But I served as 2 terms as chairman. I ran for chairman of Fairfax County and won and with about 55%. The second time I won with about 85%. And then I planned to run for Congress. But the reapportionment in 90 goofed that up. But then I went on and got a White House appointment and worked as a special assistant administrator of the FAA and did the white paper for the Reagan-Bush transition. But anyway, going back to the, when you organize and get good people in the party and you're educating people around year round and maintaining an organization there with feedback, we had, I don't care how many, for that one precinct, I don't care how many mailings an opponent candidate could put in there or how much radio or TV time or ad time they put out. There's no way you can beat that kind of organization. And you can get good people and have a sound basis. And you do that from sort of a top-down thing. And you have to recruit good people from the top down. And I know I was working at the time with a group of people who, from Fairfax County chairmanship all the way down when I took that job. And then the next, after I finished that precinct, I ran for the whole county.
You know, I'm looking at the landscape, though, the political landscape, and looking at the candidates. And I've seen a few names of the so-called great conservative patriots that are going to run against the incumbents and the organization behind them. And then I hear some of the things they're saying, and then I listen to what they propose, and really there isn't much difference between them and the Democrats or the moderate so-called Republicans. And basically what they're doing is a commercial for the Bush administration, for the neocons that have taken us down this road to destruction.
Yeah, but you see, this here's the problem. When you have the elected people out there, the people who are running, do not have a strong political organization out behind them, you have nothing to police the system.
Well, that's my point, though.
Yep. And when you organize the county like I was organized, the county in the two terms that I was chairman, I know Rob called us the Northern Virginia Machine. I considered that a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the attention of your elected officials because they know that if they screw up and do something terribly out of disinterested to the American to the people in their district or in their unit, they're going to not get elected the next time around. But if you're only depending on a few hundred people who can put out a couple of thousand apiece and raise your $1 million to run for Congress, and then you're beholden only to those people who have a handle on you, and those are the people who you're going to be looking to to support. It's not the average guy out there, average American citizen who wants to see a wholesome government responsive to the people. And the only way you can assure that is have a good, strong political organization out there of good people. It's the only way you can do it. It's the only way you can police the system.
That sounds great, and it should be done, but is it being done?
Well, I don't know. I turned out a precinct manual. It has been adopted by a lot of places around. It can be done, but you got to have some leadership out there to do it, and people have to get involved and do some things that they're not used to. You can't leave it up to the lowest common denominator.
But I think the thing is, I agree with what you're trying to do, and it's wonderful. And the problem I have with it is the practical reality at this stage of the game. Here we are now. Well, we're in 2006. We're in an off-year election. We have this massive illegal invasion now into the United States, which I believe is, correct me if I'm wrong, part of the program to destroy America. And we've got a president who is doing everything he can to aid and abet them, aid and abet the enemies of the United States, both domestically and overseas. We've got a Congress that's doing the same thing, essentially, with only a few voices of opposition.
Well,
people are being shortchanged. What's being...
See, they only talk about jobs and workers. And,
yeah.
But there's something else going on out there, and that's this war of national liberation.
Right.
And that's
what
you,
I'm getting
you
into.
You go out west, and the people out there are seeing that day by day, and they're watching it day by day, and it's an entirely different story. Mm-hmm. I was speaking out in California fairly recently, and when I crawled off the airplane, people met me and said, "Welcome to Atlan." You know, and the people who are in the know and know and understand what they're trying to do out there, they are planning to put enough people in there to change the political context and vote those four or five states out of the Union. They really, it's run as a separatist thing for a war of national liberation.
That's my point.
Well,
that's not being addressed. What's happening is totally going on regardless of what we think of the political process. And what you say and what I say, we've been trying to do for years. It may take many more years, and we don't have that kind of time. We don't have the luxury of time on our side anymore.
We don't have the luxury of time, but the quickest solution to the problem is for people to make up their mind they're going to get involved in that political process and take the country back. That is what is provided. The means and mechanism is provided for you. The good citizens of this country have abandoned it.
Yes, they
That's
have.
The problem.
For one reason or another. And many of them just feel that the foundation is too far gone, it's rotted. We need more drastic action. We need action that will come from the top down. Maybe the Pentagon, they're looking for a coup d'etat, if you will. They're looking for a change of government.
Well, that's absolute folly.
But that's what they're looking at.
But that's folly. It's absolute folly.
I agree with you, because I don't see that many people in the Pentagon.
Well, you don't have a lot of people think it's the generals up there going to revolt. That's just absolutely fallacious thinking.
Well, we know what happened to a bunch that tried. I know with Clinton, they had a plane crash, and they had another plane crash, and we lost some of our generals.
Yeah.
And you know, this sort of thing is not uncommon in government. It goes on all the time. People are killing people.
Yeah,
you know, we got a bunch of killers in Washington.
You have had decades
right.
of training and people and schools and that is not much better than, you know, what the government is imposing. You know?
There you go. There you go, General.
And it's just like I said before, a lot of the documents dealing with things like the Program of Third International have been taught before in war colleges and
right.
upper schools, but they're certainly not taught anymore.
No.
Not taught anymore.
No. I mean, they're still fighting Joe McCarthy. You know, they're still telling us how bad he was for investigating the government and how good communism
is. But you know, we now know that the corroborated the Nova papers prove it. All those people McCarthy said were communists were.
And many more, but that's been ignored by these so-called geniuses in the media. They don't care about the facts. You know, it's their ideas that are important, and they want to promulgate.
Well, that's the thing about the political process out there.
Right.
You get around the media. You don't have to concern yourself with the media. You get around the media, and that's when you go to a local precinct operation. It's well organized. You get completely around the media.
Right.
And it's not a hopeless situation. It can be turned around.
Well, would you like to take calls now, or did you want to continue to talk a little bit about the components of the program?
Well, we got a little program.
What's that? I didn't hear you, General.
How much time do we have to talk about the program?
You have as much time as you want. The whole.
Well, let's go back and review a thing.
Okay, let's review, and then we'll take off. Sure.
And I will, as a starting point, I would like to just mention when we went into Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I was attending a meeting at Fort Myers that day, and I made the comment that we were stepping into a trap. And why were we stepping into a trap? Because all the countries surrounding Iraq over the last few decades have been transitioned to a socialist or communist regime, and they're really not recognized as that. And all of those countries have Soviet military advisors, Soviet military equipment, and we marched into Iraq, where you had Syria, Iran, Egypt, Libya, and most all those countries around that whole area had been taken over by the communists years ago. And Egypt was the first one that went by what the communist world calls a block within strategy. And then the second one after that was Iraq. You had Libya and Syria and all those countries in there. And you went in there with so few people, you couldn't even secure the borders for Iraq. So the problem was that nobody who was in the planning phase appeared to understand that the whole surrounding territory back there, when we've been tied down in Vietnam or Korea and other places, the communists were consolidating us with the, what they called the block within strategy. I know I'd written about the situation in Somalia back in 1967. I wrote a book on the Wars of National Liberation stuff back in Somalia. And it's 2 years mm-hmm. late, and I pointed out what the communists were doing in Somalia. Two or three years later, the communists took over Somalia in a block within strategy, the same kind of strategy you'd used in Egypt. And this is about the time, remember the setting of Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the occasion to talk with a couple of guys. One was in the Peace Corps in Somalia at the time, and another guy was working for the KGB in Somalia. He was a black guy from Somalia. And he was working for the KGB, and he found an opportunity to get out of the country, and he left and he went to Canada. But it was rather interesting talking to both of those guys. They knew each other in Somalia. And they said when they were consolidating power,
mm-hmm.
they secularized the country and over a weekend by rounding up some of the top religious leaders and taking them to the public square and executing them, 10 of them, and picked up about 2,400 of the best and brightest guys they could find and hauled them back to Moscow or to school them a while, and then sent them back to the country to take it over and run it. But you see, these methods of the Wars of National Liberation, which is just one of the strategies and block within strategies to take off from that, are systematic. They were planned and programmed as for taking over certain countries. And the program itself outlines the procedure for taking over the entire world, converting every square inch of the world into a communist system. And a lot of the radicalized Muslims you find in the Middle East, these people had been through schools. They were set up, many of them in Eastern Europe back in the 20s and 30s. And later, and they sort of infused the area with radicalized people who were doing the communist world bidding.
Well, they never had a foothold.
Pardon me?
The communists never had a foothold in the Middle East. They had agitators, but they never had any credibility simply because the Mohammedan world was strongly anti-Soviet and anti-communist in that sense, invasion. We saw what happened in Afghanistan.
There was a war of national liberation going on in Egypt, right? During before World War II.
Uh-huh.
British were the occupiers, right? And at the end of World War II, much of the world was to be transitioned by a war of national liberation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fairly thick volume. It covers all the details and strategy and tactics and what you do in a war of national liberation. Castro was a typical war of national liberation. China, Mao Zedong was a war of national liberation by the book. And Venezuela, you've just got a communist ruler down there now. This war, typical war of national liberation. Much of South Africa, South America is now, has a Marxist-leaning regime or a declared Marxist regime. But going back after World War II, a number of the countries that had a war of national liberation underway
uh-huh.
gained their independence without going to socialism.
Well, that's true. And
they Sovietism. They came up with this so-called block within strategy, and Nasser was their agent in Egypt.
Right.
And he headed up a school for, it'd be comparable to our ICAF or field grade officer level school for all services. And he picked over several years' time, he was able to pick out, isolate, and train quite a few guys to participate in a new strategy for transitioning Egypt. And on the appropriate day, he and his 12 lieutenants stood up and and said, "I'm your new law and order chief of state." And what triggered it was the Open Communist Party and cooperation. Now, Open Communist Party got out their gas cans and crowbars and started burning and sacking Cairo and Alexandria. And he's the one who stepped forward with his little group and said, "We are your new law and order government," and outlawed political assembly, did a whole bunch of things. But over several years' time, they converted the country to basically a socialist state. And you don't recognize it. Nobody recognized it, but they had Soviet advisors, Soviet weapons, and he was leading the show.
Okay, we got a break, General Barton. We'll be back with more of this discussion. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and we will continue with more uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, "Get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread." For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All righty, okay. We've already got people on the phone line, General, who would like to ask a question or make a comment.
Let's go.
I think we should go to it because we can continue to intersperse our thoughts as we go along. But let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. Toll free. And let's start with Larry in Florida. Hello, Larry.
Hi, I've been listening with great interest. Your guest reminds me of, you remember Charles Collins from the Constitution Party?
I know him.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It reminds me of this, you know, that we can actually save what we used to have, which, you know, I feel is long gone. We have to start anew with fresh thinking, as far as I feel. But I'd like to ask you, guest, in his heart of hearts, the way demographic trends are going right now and the way the economy is going right now, could he give me a brief description of what he sees America being 100 years from now? And when he gets through, I'm going to tell him what America is going to be 100 years from now.
Well, General?
Well, I would 100 years is not that long when you think about it. I'm 80. And I can look and see what changes have happened in my time, radical changes driven by technology. The big changes have been technical. And in the future, I'm sure that there are going to be even bigger technical changes. I would expect if we had very, very dirt cheap fusion power, it would solve many, many problems. And I think the reason we don't have it is because that effort has been subverted. The environmental crowd has done an awful lot to thwart this kind of thing. And there has really been, from the left-wing part of the scientific community, and there's a big left-wing part of the scientific community, have opposed fusion power. I remember attending with a very renowned nuclear physicist of the Global Conference on Cold Fusion in Baltimore several years ago, and it was conducted more like a political rally against the two guys out west who had started the effort on cold fusion to start with. It was more of a political thing driven by the people out there who were trying to oppose it. And here's another thing, ties right back into the World Communist Program. They have had a very major effort to establish energy dependence on the United States as one of their global strategies for conquering the West and conquering the United States. Global energy dependence from the West. And fusion power would play havoc with that. So you can't have it. And so you have influences from the communist world. I would say right now that probably one of the biggest front organizations in the world today is the environmental front. And we used to have a guy by the name of Gus Hall, who was head of the Communist Party in the United States. He wrote a book. I'm sure the book was written in Moscow. He probably didn't write it, but it came out in the United States about 35 years ago on his name. Entitled Ecology, Can the United States Survive in Capitalism?
All right, let's hold on to that thought. You stay where you are, Larry. You can give us your view when we come back in just a moment. Hour number two of Rick Adams Uncensored Radio Free America right here on rbnlive.com. We'll be back with General Ben Parton and you.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.